Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 197 of CJ Evolution. Pat Fitzgibbons here, host and creator of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I know you're all busy, but thank you for listening to the shows. That's the reason why we're almost at 200 episodes, folks, because of you, the listener and supporter. So thank you so much. Special thanks to all those first responders out there, brave men and women who work in the criminal justice field, protecting us day in and day out. Thank you so much. Very difficult environment we're living in right now, but we will get through it. So thank you once again for protecting us. Partnered up, as you all know, with Four Sigmatic. If you don't know what Four Sigmatic is, it's a great company, and their mission is simple. Make the everyday magic of functional mushrooms more easily accessible. And they do this with amazing products. If you head over to cjevolution.com, you'll check out, the link to Four Sigmatic website. If you go over there and buy some products, you'll get 15% off of your purchase using the promo code CJEVO. You know, I've talked about the importance of having a mentor, a coach in your life, and my next guest is a focused, motivated, and dedicated business coach, and she's going to talk about going for your dreams and being the best person you can possibly be, both professionally and personally. On to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back. Very excited to have Nancy Ganzikoffer on the show today. She's a focused, motivated, and dedicated business coach. And I love having guests like Nancy on the show because we're all going to do something when we retire. Hey, Nancy, you there?
I'm here. And thanks for having me.
Oh, love having you. Appreciate you being on the show on this Sunday. So I hope you're having a good day so far. I gave a little bit of an intro and a little bio of you right there, Nancy. Can you fill in the gaps?
Sure. I mean, this is my third career, so to speak. So that's why I was very interested in coming on your show and letting everybody know that there is always a way to remake yourself into the next, you know, evolution of your life. And what I started out doing was I was a banker for 10 years. I ended up being a first vice president in a bank and managing large departments. And then for me, I had children, and one of my children was very sick, had open heart surgery at five days old. Yeah, it was not a fun time. But he's fine today, and he's off to college. Nice. But at that time, he was very sick, and he was quarantined for 2 years. So I did have to do a stay-at-home mom thing, which I love my children, but it really wasn't in my nature not to be working. So that was a little tough for me at that time. But when he was safely off to preschool, I started selling artwork. I had no art background. I'm a business major coming out of college. And I loved banking. I thought, oh, I'll go back to that. But it's tough to have three young kids and be going off to work every day. So I decided to work from home and sell my mother's artwork. And I grew that 15 years later into expressive living art framing and accessories. And again, no art background, just all business. Always knew I love growing businesses. So had two employees working in the house, grew that quite large, worked with interior designers all over the New York tri-state area, focused my marketing to them and became president of the Interior Design Society's Long Island chapter. And I'm still a national board member and the president of the virtual chapter, but I shut that down like 6 months ago, because 2 years ago, again, realizing people were the interior designers and other business owners, friends and family and acquaintances were always coming to me for my business sense, and I was helping them grow their businesses. So I decided to hang my shingle as a coach, and 2.5 years later, here I am, 100% online business coach, recreating myself again, and I love it.
Now, what does an online business coach do? Can you tell us, Nancy, for those of people who don't know?
You know, same thing a business coach does, which is help you grow your business, make sure you have all the pieces in place that, you know, cause you to become profitable, not just doing it as a side gig or a hobby or anyone in your life who may be accusing you of doing it that way, because that happens a lot. So we do it all online, though. So, you know, we're speaking via Skype. I have my sessions via Zoom, which is another video conferencing system. Mm-hmm. And I work them through all the things from setting up the foundation of their business all the way up to when they're really booming and they're profitable. So it's sales, it's marketing, identifying what you really do and how you do it and who you do it for. Mm-hmm. And then how can you set yourself up for success in order to have a steady flow?
Now, what do you see as some of the biggest problems with why people retain your services? Why do people come to you and say, all right, you know, this is what I'm having problems with? I mean, does it run the gamut of just various different areas, or does it focus on a couple different areas? You know what I mean?
Well, I'll tell you what happens. People call and say, this is what I'm having trouble with. Mm-hmm. But in the end, it's not always about what they think it's about. So they may say, you know, I'm just not getting enough clients. And when you go, oh, I'm not profitable, I don't know why. And when you really start digging in, it really has a lot to do with their confidence mm-hmm. and their ability to lead their business to the next level. So that really ends up being a huge factor. You know, I hate the buzzword mindset because mm-hmm. so many people use it. But at the same time, sometimes it really does take digging back to what's stopping them mm-hmm. from really, you know, I say supersizing it. My age is showing, you know, like... You know, what's stopping you and what's normally stopping people from really going for it is some voice in their head, which, you know, possibly could be coming from somebody from the past in their life or their own insecurities. And just, you know, when I say to someone, you know, go live, how about you go Facebook Live? Oh, no, I couldn't do that. How come? So, you know, not wanting to be seen is a problem when you're an entrepreneur. You are your business. If you're a solopreneur, you are your business.
Of course. And you have to put yourself out there. You know that, Nancy. You know, I mean, you have to do that. And, you know, it's fear, too. I mean, like you said, because a lot of people don't want to put themselves out there. They want all the success. And rarely does it work without putting yourself out there.
It's true. I mean, even I tell people, even when you're at a barbecue, a party, a charitable event, if you can't clearly state what you do and who you help in conversation, it's not salesy. And that's a big thing that I teach people, how not to be salesy, mm-hmm. but just let people know what you do. And you'd be surprised if you can articulate that well. People go, oh, I know somebody who might need you. Or, you know, I didn't know that people do what you do, you know, and suddenly they're thinking that maybe they need you. I was at a Toys for Tots event, and it's like being at a big wedding when you don't know anybody. It was a sit-down dinner, and I was speaking to the gentleman next to me, and after a while he said, so what do you do? And I had my, you know, my standard what I say in conversation. You know, oh, I'm a no BS, very motivated business coach. And he's just like, really? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, explain that to me. And then I started to explain it in normal conversation. And next thing you know, he's leaning his head towards the woman next to him, which was his wife. And he's like, boy, could she really use you? Mm-hmm. So if you can articulate what you do well in normal conversation, you'd be surprised how they think of people. And it really doesn't matter what you do.
Yeah.
If you're an entrepreneur or you're thinking of venturing into entrepreneurship, one of the first steps is when you're building, let's try to get you to really be able to articulate what you do, and that will attract people to you.
Yeah. And having like a very quick, I hate to use the term pitch, but like you said, what do you do? Very succinct, very quick line, mm-hmm. right? You don't want to mm-hmm. be confused. If somebody asks Nancy what you do, I'm sure you can rattle her off in a sentence or two, but you want to be able to get that down, right? That whatever you want to call it, elevator pitch, whatever, you want to have that down, right? Honed.
You do, but it's a free exercise on my website. I call it Your Business in Words, just because I didn't want to keep using elevator pitch. Mm-hmm. And I do it a little differently because I want people to put their personality in that, right? So I'm the most dedicated, hardworking, no BS business coach you're ever going to meet. And they go, really? And it's kind of funny, and it spurs conversation. And they're like, tell me more about that. Who do you help? And you just, so it's more of a formula that I teach, so that if you don't have to memorize it necessarily, but if you know the formula, it will spur conversation and in an easy flowing manner, and will get somebody to really understand your personality, what it would look like to work with you, and what the final result would be.
And I think getting back to what we were talking about earlier, Nancy, about sometimes what holds us back, especially as entrepreneurs and business owners, is again those people that maybe are negative. And some of them are family members sometimes, which is which is hard because some of the people that are most close to us are going to say, "Well, Nancy, you can't do that. You're gonna fail. If you go off the reservation, why would you do that? Why would you stray away from the herd and do something different? You got to stay with us." You know what I mean? You can't do that. And maybe it is, like you said, mindset. Maybe you just got to change the way you think and say, "Look, I can do it." Because the truly successful people, you know this, Nancy. You're very successful. I'm sure you failed along the way, right? You failed. I failed. Everybody's failed out there who's listening. But the people who keep going and the people who succeed are the people who keep trying, right?
It really is true. When I first started this business, I interviewed a bunch of other coaches. I thought, who better to learn from than other coaches? And there was one coach, I think his name was Alex Onderud, and he told the story that this visual was so powerful that I still use it with my own clients. And when I'm speaking on events like this, he said, imagine yourself in a box, and everyone in the box are the people who you have in your life right now. And in the middle of the box is a drain. And let's say you're getting sucked down the drain, and the people around you are the ones who are, grabbing you and pulling you back up to safety, back into the box, because they're your support system and they'll do anything for you. But then imagine that you see something outside the box, beyond the box, and you want to go out and try and go for it. And you start climbing out of the box in order to reach that. The same people who saved you will be the people who hold on to your ankles and go, no, it's not safe out there. Like, come back here where we need you and where we're comfortable. And that's what happens. So the same people who are saving you are often also the people who might be holding you back. May not be always blatant. It may be very subtle. But when you start recognizing other people's limitations and their fear in conversation could creep into your psyche and stop you from really going for something you've always wanted.
Of course, because we just have this very, in the big scheme of things, Nancy, we're not here for very long, right? We're,
Right.
we're, we're,
That's
we,
true.
we got this one life. There's no repeats, and we have to make the best out of it, right? We have to go for our dreams. We have to take those chances, and let the cards fall where they might, and you discount the naysayers.
It is true, Patrick, but it's so hard for so
Oh,
many.
sure, of course it is.
And that is part when you say to me, what do I help people with? They come to me saying I'm not getting any clients or I'm not profitable and I'm not sure why. And sometimes this is what comes up for them. So what is holding, what, where's that fear coming from that's holding you back from really going for it with no holds bar, right? Just don't worry about looking silly sometimes. I mean, when you're in that first stage of growing your business, that's the experimental stage. You may think this is what you're doing. When I started selling artwork, I was having home art parties, sticky tacking my mother's watercolors to people's walls and having, wine and cheese. And I thought, oh, this is so pathetic. I'd work 60 hours and I'd be like, I made $100. It was, and I kept thinking, I know I'm onto something and I'm going to keep going. And one day, an interior designer walked into one of those parties and said, that's the perfect artwork. Can you bring it to my client? I'm like, sure. And well, can you help us frame it? I'm like, absolutely. I knew nothing about art or framing, but I learned everything I needed to know as I went along. And that's when I went, maybe there's a niche market here that I didn't know existed. And that's when you start going into the growth phase. So that first phase is often experimental. Do you really have a market out there? And are you going to enjoy doing it? Because that's a component you want to consider too.
But how did you get that mindset? And I know, you know, and we talk about mindset a lot again, but how did you, Nancy, you know, just have that tenacity to keep going for it, where a lot of people would have quit and a lot of people would have said, you know what, screw this crap, I'm not doing it. It's too hard. You know, people are going to laugh at me. Whatever. How did Nancy forge through that to become who you are today?
I could give my parents credit, but not really. You know what? I had great, great parents, but they were the traditional, like, pick a profession, don't take any risks. You want to make sure you have a retirement and that. So it was hard when I started breaking out. But I read a lot of self-help and development mental books, and business has always been my passion. And I wanted to make money. I thought I want to make money. That was what drove me in the beginning, just the money. And then now I look at it like, what is my passion? And it's growing businesses. Yeah. So I've grown three of my own, but now I get to help all these other people grow their businesses. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps you motivated and moving forward and just saying yes to everything. If you can say yes to a lot of opportunities, at least to the point where you're investigating them, that's going to really help you move towards something that you love to do, and you'll get good at it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just like I said, that's amazing, and I just like your tenacity to keep going, you know, to keep going forward. Because, like you said, I mean, so many you've heard of the saying, you're the average of the five people you surround yourself with.
Yes. Right?
Because I really believe that, because, you know, if you have to surround yourself with people who are pushing you up, who are getting you to that next level, in those toxic people in your life, you got to get rid of them. You mean or at least have limited, you know, conversations, and, you know, don't hang out with them that much. And it's hard when they're family. But
it is hard, but you have to be aware. Mm-hmm. I think more than what you're saying is correct, but like you said, sometimes it's family. Mm-hmm. So if you actually start, I always say it's like when people spin tornadoes, you can get sucked into the tornado with them, or you can sort of step back and observe from a distance. That's what I do now with people mm-hmm. in my life who I love, and that, you know, they're near and dear to me. But when I hear their fear and them saying, well, aren't you worried about this, or aren't you worried about that? No. And I start to observe it in a different way. I see them questioning me as really it's their fear that's coming out. Mm-hmm. And if, when you start to observe it like that, it's amazing what you start to realize.
And the one thing I love about what you just, I mean, I love it all, but the one thing that we were just talking about is money. You cannot do things just for the money. You were making a ton of money, I imagine, in banking mm-hmm. at one mm-hmm. time. And yeah. if you were just going back for the money, you would have gone back to it. You know, and instead you went a different route, and you're more happier, probably you're more passionate about what you're doing now than just the money. You hear it and I hear it. I mean, you know, people do things for the money sometimes, and that is not, we all need money. We agree with that. We need it to yes. survive. I'm not saying that it's not important, but if you're doing something just for the money, that is the wrong reason, in my opinion.
It's not sustainable.
No.
You'll get to a point where you don't want to go to work. You yeah. don't, even though it's your own business, you're like, this sucks. I don't want to do this every day. And you find you lose motivation. If you do have employees, you're not treating them as well. You have a disinterest overall, except for the bottom line. That's not the way you want to live life. Like you said, you know, life is short. Mm-hmm. So to do something you're really passionate about may take some time to find it. But once you do, don't let anything stop you.
Excellent. Nancy, tell us a little bit about, I'm dying to hear about your no BS leadership style.
You know, it's funny. So I'm a New Yorker, if you haven't been able to tell by my accent.
Really? No, I couldn't tell at all.
You know, I'll give you an example. Well, first of all, a lot of people hire me because they hear that toughness in mm-hmm. me. I'm going to tell you like
I can
it
hear
is.
It.
You know what? And I don't hold back. I mean, I've had some, what I consider sad times that I've had to tell people things, like people want to coach with me, but they're part of the reason why I like to coach via video, especially at least in the beginning, because I can see somebody's, you know, body language.
Sure.
And I've had to tell to people, like, you're not ready for coaching. Mm-hmm. You're coming across as depressive. I'm sorry if I'm reading this wrong, but if that's the way you're coming across to your clients, you're not ready for coaching. Like maybe you need to, have you seen a doctor? And that was such a hard conversation for me to have, but I'm gonna tell you like I see it. And I ended up getting thank yous from the two people I've had to say that to over the last 2.5 years. And they're doing better, and I always check on them. And then if somebody says to me, that doesn't work for me, I'm not doing that. That's not going to work for me. I go, really? Because you haven't even given it a try, and you're not going to be able to get to the next level without it. You're not that special. You need to go through the process. So that's kind of what the no BS style is all about. I'm really just going to tell somebody the way I see it. Kindness, of course, if it warrants that. But if it's something that they're just hitting up against their own resistance again and again, I'm going to point that out to them too.
And that's important. That's so important these days because we're so, politically correct, and you don't want to hurt people's feelings. I'm not saying you or, and I'm not saying you're not, you're not cognizant of the fact of people's feelings. I get that, but I think it's so important that some people just need to hear the bad stuff, right? They need to hear that you need to improve on this. Except, instead of everything's all, rainbows and unicorns. I mean, you need to hear that stuff. That's the only way we're going to grow, right? Learn.
Yeah, someone doesn't hire a business coach for them to be able to tell the business coach what they need. I mean, they may start out that way. Well, I need this and I need that and I need you to teach me this. And I'll go, okay, hold on. Let me ask the questions. And let me figure out what you really need. I know what you think you need, but I know what you really need. Once I ask a ton of questions and get to know them, when you're trying to grow a business and you're an entrepreneur, it is your life and your business simultaneously. So if I have a woman, I had a woman the other day. Oh, I love her to death. And she's just like, you're right. I'm charging more. I feel better. I got my value finally, thanks to you. And she's like, but now I can't convince, my husband says I charge too much. And I said, well, there's a really easy cure for that. And she's like, what is it? I'm like, stop telling him. She's just like, I said, because he does not value your
Don't tell him.
profession, so just don't tell him. I know you love your husband, and I'm all for sharing your life with your spouse. I would never tell you not to, but he's derailing you right now because he's imposing that doubt in your head. So can you just give me a couple of months where you just don't talk to him about it? And guess what? Money talks. So when you start bringing in money, I think more money, he's going to be pretty happy. And
Like you
she's
need to
like,
start charging more, honey.
Exactly. So he's like, I want to stop working now. So yeah, so that's what I mean. I tell people the way I see it, and so that's the no BS style.
Leadership is so important in law enforcement. You probably know that. Maybe you don't, Nancy, but it is. Leadership is so important in any business you're in. What do you think some good leadership traits or skills are to have?
Leadership encompasses so much, but to me, the most important thing in leadership, if we're talking about a team, is empowering your team to actually succeed and giving them the tools they need to succeed. And when it comes to yourself, it's again, learning always in order to be able to grow to that next level. So you want to be able to direct kindly. But direct, but directly, not beating around the bush. Communication skills is number one thing for sure. If you're not able to communicate well what the expectations are, what you ex want people to do in what order, and then empower them to do it, you're really never going to be a good leader. And that's where you have to train yourself.
I agree. How do you, when people come to you, Nancy, and they're like, I'm unsure, I want to talk about clarity. I'm unsure how to go about this. I mean, how do you, how what advice do you give? And I realize everybody's different. And they have different, problems. But what do you tell somebody, in general about gaining some clarity? How does one get clarity?
It's funny because the first question I ask is, what do you think you need to do? Because, 90% of the time, they actually have the answer.
That's a good point.
but they're pushing it down because of the doubt they have, the fear they have, what other people have said. If you really reflect, and you know, I talk a lot, but at the same time, I'm silent a lot also. Mm-hmm. When I ask them a question like that, well, what do you think? You know, what's the one thing you can do right now that maybe you've been avoiding in order to get your life or get your business to the next level? And they'll go, oh, I don't know, maybe. And they'll name something. I'm like, okay, let's explore that. Mm-hmm. It's not always a lack of knowledge. It's insecurity. Mm-hmm. The other thing is they look, you know, people look at other people, always comparing themselves.
Yeah, I was comparing themselves, yeah.
And that's a real killer too. I mean, if I compared myself to every other coach out there, mm-hmm. Insecurities would come up all over the place. Mm-hmm. Instead, I know what I'm good at and I stay in my lane. And if I need to refer another coach to somebody, I will do that. There's enough business in this world for everybody. So if you just sit with yourself and get prompted with the right questions sometimes, the clarity comes. Mm-hmm.
What do you do, kind of shifting gears in the morning? What's your morning routine? I always find it fascinating what people's morning routines are. If you don't have one, that's fine.
But it starts at an ungodly hour.
like everybody, Nancy. So I get up, I try to meditate every day. I try to journal in the morning long before people are up. I try to get up a couple hours before mm-hmm. I go to work. And I think that helps me. In fact, I know it does during the day because I'm kind of setting the tone. A couple of years ago, I would have laughed at you if you would say, hey, try meditation. Are you kidding me? But now I do it almost every day, and I find it helps me set the tone for the day. What's your routine if you have one?
Well, it's similar to yours, and that's funny you said that because I used to say, well, meditation is so foo-foo. Like, I'm not doing that. You know, it used to be I get up, I get on the treadmill, just go. So my routine is I do get up very early, sometimes as early as 4:30, but it's not because I set an alarm. It's because my body just wakes up. And the latest my body wakes up is 6 o'clock. So I don't set an alarm. And when I wake up, I come out, I have my cup of coffee. I do a 10-minute meditation because I never wanted to meditate. And I can't really sit still for a half an hour, but I just literally Google 10-minute guided meditation. Mm-hmm. And I find different ones, and I'll do that in the morning. Then I'll grab my computer. I'm writing a book, so I'll do some writing in the morning. And then I will write to my list. You know, I have about 4,000 people on my email list. So usually that's when my inspiration comes, where I think about one particular client I'm working with, and maybe they had a shift in their marketing or in their sales, or they had a success or something that I felt I was able to move them or teach them something. And I'll write an email to my list. So I try to send out an email 3 or 4 or a blog. So I do some writing in the morning in between putting in a load of laundry, emptying the dishwasher, loading the dishwasher.
Like everybody else.
Folding a load of laundry. But and then I listen to books on Audible. Like if I am folding laundry or doing dishes, or today I was cleaning out my closet, I was listening to a book on Audible. Mm-hmm. So I always try to, you know.
Educate. Yeah, education.
Education is huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So tell us a little bit. Can you share a little bit about your book, or is that top secret right now?
It's not top secret, but nobody steal my idea. No, it's called the working title in quotes is Confidence is a Brand That Sells. Mm-hmm. Confessions from a Perpetual Working Mom.
Cool.
Lessons and it's actually going to be lessons from a perpetual working mom.
Oh, we got to have you back on when that book goes.
Yes, I got to keep writing it. My sister's a writer, and I called her because I'm thinking, oh, I'm doing really well. I just had started it, and I called her, and I said, how many words does a book have? And she said, oh, about you know, 40,000 to, you know, on up. I was like, oh, I'm only at 8,000 words.
Hey, but you're chipping away, right? How do you build a house? One brick at a time, right?
Exactly. But I wrote it. I'm writing it. Primarily for, it's not even necessarily a straight business book, which I'll do next if I can get through this one, which I will. It's really about, I know there are a lot of working moms out there, mm-hmm. and the guilt around having worked while raising your children and how, you know, to keep that momentum up, keep the focus of family first and still work through all the ups and downs, which I've been through a lot. All three of my children had some type of medical issues. And you know what? Work was my savior, but it also taught them an awful lot. They're all unbelievably motivated, business-minded people. Mm-hmm. And they finally, at their older ages, give me some credit for that, which,
oh,
you know.
Well, they should.
It's nice to hear because you never expect to hear that. But yeah, you know, when watching me fail and watching me persevere and going through all the ups and downs, you know, it teaches your kids a lot.
Of course it does. And they respect you for it, you know, if they probably do already, but, you know, and they'll know and instill that in their kids.
Yes. And I know that a lot of people always, you know, feel a little guilt about working and don't, because you're teaching your kids about real life and about how to get over obstacles and keep going. And that's a skill the kids need. They don't have enough these days.
Yeah, they don't. Well, Nancy, if people want to find you, ma'am, how can they find you?
Well, I hope you'll give them a link to my last name, because it's nancygansacoffer.com. And I know that's, I'm the only Nancy Gansacoffer in the world. So if they know how to spell it, which they'll probably see it in your show notes.
Yeah, I'll have it in my show notes.
That's where they can find me. And I'd love to help anyone who might be struggling with, you know, starting a business, growing a business, having a business for a couple of years and just can't seem to get to that next level. That's where I come in.
We will have it all linked up in the show notes. Nancy, thank you so much for coming on. It was fantastic talking to you. You're an amazing woman. Much success to you in the future. And if we can help you with anything, please don't hesitate to reach out.
Thank you, Patrick. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, Nancy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.